This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
So a car dealership evidently added an AI chatbot to its site. People started figuring that out and tried to trick it to sell them a new Chevy for as little as a dollar. Very interesting stuff, folks. Welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we're heading into hour number four of the Tuesday edition of the show. Glad to be with you, of course. Glad that you're there. Glad to be here. Whatever you're doing this morning, we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us here on the show. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine, if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment about something. We sure would like to hear from you. 949-822-7959. And also, of course, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our home and flagship station there in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, everybody on AM 930 and everybody listening along the GCN network. Welcome to you and good morning to everybody up there at GCN this morning working hard for us. And we appreciate that so very, very much. And, folks, we appreciate you and all the things that you've sent into the program. Thank you so much. The kind words, the encouragement, and just the well wishes. We really appreciate it, and we're glad to hear from you anytime. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. All right. Well, in hour number one, we talked a little bit about this new Monmouth poll that's come out about Joe Biden. And, of course, we have a lot of new people joining us here this hour, of course. So I do want to mention it one more time because this is a pretty significant number now for Joe Biden. 34% is the approval rating. So it's gone down to 34%. That's from Newsmax. President Joe Biden's job approval rating has hit an all-time low, according to the latest Monmouth University survey. Among poll respondents, 34% say they approve of Biden's job performance, while 61% disapprove. That's the president's lowest rating, according to Monmouth's polling, since he took office. Biden's job approval has dropped among both Democrats, okay, and independents, and, of course, Republicans, that's for sure. But going back and looking at some of this breakdown, it's quite interesting. So his job approval has dropped among Democrats 74%, down from 80% in September and 88% in July. So it's a steady decline. These are Democrats. Independents, 24% down from 30% in September. And then also 38% in July. So also steady decline with independents, and currently just stands at 5% among Republicans. Now that's not earth shattering news, but it's interesting nonetheless, according to the Monmouth University Polling Institute. The survey results released Monday found that a majority of Americans disapprove of the way Biden has handled the following five policy areas. Now, I want to just insert here, you know, I appreciate Denise Simon so much, and she mentioned earlier, well, you know, it's not that Biden's handling anything. So it's kind of it's an interesting word to use, right? And maybe the term handling doesn't apply to Biden like it would apply to other presidents. But for lack of a better term, people are not happy with the way he's handled it, handled just about everything. And it does, doesn't it, folks? Doesn't it feel like all this stuff is just being done to us? I mean, as a nation. And you have an administration that, you know, this, all this stuff is just getting done to, and it doesn't know quite what to do. That's on the one hand. The, on the other hand, could be, well, some of the administration, the policymakers, those who are really kind of calling the shots in terms of what Joe Biden comes out and says and does, ultimately, but they may be looking at all these different things and saying, yes, it's going exactly the way that we want it to. I mean, so I think there's that aspect of it as well. But again, majority of Americans disapprove of the way Biden has handled the following five policy areas. Immigration, 69% disapprove. Inflation, 68% disapprove. Climate change, 54% disapprove. Unemployment, 53% disapprove. Transportation and energy infrastructure, 52% disapprove. And where is Pete Buttigieg in all this? Well, I don't, your guess is as good as mine. Your guess is as good as mine. When it comes to immigration, even Democrats are split. This is very interesting. A total of 50% approve of Joe Biden's job on this issue, while 47% disapprove. And again, these are Democrats. Americans are also not happy with Biden's performance in terms of the economy and inflation. I could have told you that, right? Only 12%. This is where it really, this is where the rubber really starts to meet the road, everybody. 12% of Americans in this survey say their financial situation is improving. 12%. 44% say they are struggling to remain where they are, and 43% report being basically stable. Does that sound encouraging to you? Does that sound like, oh boy, you know, this is not A plus territory. This is, oh man, this is not good territory. This is failing grade territory. 12% of Americans say their financial situation is improving. 44% say they're struggling. So this is not cool. Okay, that's the 50% political science term. It is not cool with the people out there. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to come right back in a flash. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And it's the happiest season of all.
It's the happiest
season. It certainly is. And folks, welcome back to the program. It is Tuesday, and we're having a great time on the program this morning. There's just been a lot of energy, and I appreciate the telephone calls as well. And, you know, I mentioned to Denise Simon during our segments with her that, you know, the Chinese have this space plane. We mentioned this earlier on the program as well, but I mentioned it to Denise. The Chinese have this robotic space plane. And it's called the Shenlong, or translated, I guess, as Divine Dragon. And it placed six objects into Earth orbit. Okay? I mean, it sounds kind of funny, but it's for real. They placed these six objects into Earth orbit. And Denise was aware of this, and she's waiting to find out some information about this stuff. And all we know is that these objects that they're placing in orbit seem to be emitting something in terms of data or communication. And so you have these actual amateur astronomers, and they watch these operations. You know, they can see this thing when it went up there, and they're trying to figure out how it's communicating, and they have to wait till things pass around, you know, come back around on their orbital journey. And I mean, it's kind of the stuff out of like a spy movie or something like that. But definitely, when China launches this very sophisticated space plane, which kind of looks like a space shuttle, you know, it's got the same basic contours, characteristics. It looks like a very modern space shuttle, but it's just a robotic space plane, as they call it. And they deploy these things, which they have done evidently in the past. Well, it behooves us to try to figure out
what they're doing, because again, it does bring up that notion of the spy balloon that came along before. But at any rate, see, this is I mentioned this number one because it is pretty interesting, but second of all because it does point out that they're all the while we're talking about aid to Ukraine and what's going on in Israel and so forth, we shouldn't forget and can't forget about what China may be up to in its many different endeavors, not only in terms of right here, you know, terrestrially, but also in space. Because all this to get to this, and that is, again, the next conflict is definitely going to involve a space in the sense that, you know, you're either trying to take out satellites, jam communications, or do something else, you know, God forbid an EMP burst, in order to try to take out communications and fry electronics across the United States in one fell swoop. So all this is absolutely important, and Denise is on the case here, folks, so we're going to find out more about this as soon as we can. All right, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in this morning and opine or talk about these different topics that we're talking about. Well, you know, this holiday party that happened with the Boston mayor. Now, just a few days ago, right, it came out that the mayor of Boston had their aides had sent out an email, but it evidently went to everybody on the city council, but it was only supposed to go to the, and this sounds weird and crazy for saying, right, but to non-whites, or what they call electeds of color. And they were going to have a special Christmas party. And but if you are one of the white members of the security council, the city council, then you weren't invited. And this has elicited quite a reaction, to say the least. And because obviously the reverse would immediately be decried as having just absolute racist overtones. So this is from the New York Post. There's some letters to the editor that have come in about this. The issue, of course, Michelle Wu's non-white electeds of color's only Christmas party. Could some of the Boston city councilors be so utterly oblivious and tone deaf as to support the idea of hosting a Christmas party exclusively for, quote, electeds of color? Even Michelle Wu appears unaware of the optics of holding a race-restricted party in a public building. I can't imagine a mayor of an American city hosting a Christmas party exclusively for white elected officials. The entire situation seems blatantly racist to me. Okay, so again, these are these letters to the editor that have come in. The unhappy mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, does not want white city council members to attend City Hall holiday party. Situation echoes the distressing times of the old segregated South. Fast forward to the present, and segregation is happening at the highest level in liberal, democratic, northern city of Boston. This should be a holiday season where Wu celebrates joyfulness and togetherness instead of bitterness, rejection, and segregation. Very interesting stuff. This kind of goes on. Here's another one. After reading Thursday's article, again, these are letters to the editor, I tried to imagine what would happen if Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt or another white mayor had also hosted a party for elected officials but only invited whites. I mean, see, they're taking up with the, sort of the obvious reversal here. And so I'm not bringing this up to try to exacerbate, interracial problems or anything like that. But it is quite interesting that especially flowing from the liberal left that is supposed to be so inclusive, that is supposed to be, sort of leading the way and showing us how we've all gone wrong all the time. But yet this is, this is what they're trying to set up to do. I mean, this is really mind-boggling to me because, yes, we should be inclusive and we shouldn't have these kinds of restrictions. I mean, it's almost comical, and it would be comical if it wasn't so serious, if it wasn't so illustrative of sort of the you know, talking out of both sides of your mouth kind of thing. So this was a terrible, bad optic situation. The only thing this mayor could do is just to absolutely apologize up and down and try to move on from that, if not out and out, just resign at that point. But you see, none of this would be a controversy if the email had only gone out to the intended recipients. But yet, so I guess what I understand is there was like an aide that just sent this out to everybody. So it's not quite a situation of hitting reply all. So it wasn't one of those. And we've heard all kinds of stories about stuff like that. It's, you know, when somebody can hit reply all and say, yeah, you know, John over in accounting, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden everybody in accounting goes, uh-oh. I don't think you meant to hit reply all on that. But at any rate, folks, it's actually kind of tragic and it's kind of sad that in this day and age, all these different things that have been fought for and all the different sacrifices that have been made in order to try to bring people together. And at Christmas time of all times, we have this kind of divisive thing that comes out that can only make things worse and not make things better. So it is really kind of sad, isn't it? Well, let's kind of change the subject here to something a little more, I guess, lighthearted, I suppose. But this from Business Insider. There was a Chevrolet dealer. They added an AI chatbot to their site, and some pranksters discovered that the chatbot could be used as a way to access ChatGPT. And people tried to attempt to get this chatbot to sell them a new car for as little as a dollar. So I don't know. I mean, it's all the rage, right? Especially if you've ever gone on a car website anytime recently or any other kind of product. A lot of times there's something that immediately pops up and says, hey, I'm here. I'm ready to chat. And, you know, typically you think, well, maybe that's a real person. But, of course, as the technology increases, as the technology gets better, you know, there's more and more, you're going to find that there's going to be these AI bots that are going to talk to you and try to discern what it is you're looking for. And eventually, of course, that'll probably be passed on to a human in order to take the matter further and answer your questions and hopefully sell you the product. But it's pretty interesting to see that this happened, and I'm sure people had a great time trying to see if they could actually finagle like a brand new SUV for a dollar. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back, taking your phone calls too. 949-822-7959. It is the Tuesday edition, and we're up bright and early. And we're glad you're there. Coming right back after this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
U.S. TSA News Update. Holiday-bound air travelers are encountering delays and cancellations due to a significant storm affecting the East Coast today. FlightAware reported over 2,500 flights have been delayed within, into, or out of the U.S., with just over 500 flights canceled. Boston Logan International Airport facing the most substantial impact, with more than 300 delayed flights and just over 200 cancellations. America's top defense officials is visiting Israeli leaders today, hoping to get an update on the Gaza war.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's visit comes as President Biden has criticized Israel over mounting civilian casualties. Israel's trying to destroy Hamas. There have been hints Israel could move to a lower intensity strategy in the new year. And if that's the case, Austin said he wants to hear the plan.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue walking in the winter wonderland, but this time we're walking across your radio dial through the radio wonderland as we do approach Christmas time and the holidays and all that. And I hope that you have your shopping done, or at least are nearly done, like yours truly. And because I'm going to avoid running around on Christmas Eve, because I have actually done that in the past, and that is that is stressful. Okay, that talk about holiday stress. That's where the stress comes in. But I got to tell you though, you know it. It's having a list actually makes it easier. I'm just going to go out and I'll just get some ideas. You know, that doesn't always work, you know, very well. You know, you can kind of wander around for a while like that. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And, you know, just real briefly, you know, we've mentioned this a few times as we've been heading through the month of December. And certainly when we talk with our good friend Jimmy T. Smith of Concerned Veterans for America, and their website, of course, is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4A,
org. We talk about what Concerned Veterans for America does for our great and honored vets in terms of their health care, in terms of other aspects of their lives, and what the VA can do for them and what we can do for them. And, of course, also they also try to influence in real time public policy and administration policy for our active military, especially when they're in harm's way in places like Syria, for example. And so CV4A.org, Concerned Veterans for America, does a great service for all of our vets and for our active military as well. And we support them wholeheartedly here on the program. We talk with Jimmy T. Smith on Thursday mornings right here at this time, this time period for this particular segment. Bottom of the hour and the fourth hour of the program, or 5:30 Eastern time. So make a note of that, because it's always great to talk with Jimmy. But the reason I bring that up is because, you know, we talk about the holidays, and in so many ways it's a happy time for so many, but for some it isn't. And sometimes for our vets, it isn't. And that's what I mentioned. We talk about this with Jimmy T. Smith. And that is, if you know a veteran that might be struggling, and by the same token, if you know anybody who might be struggling, but especially when it comes to our vets because of the things that they've seen and gone through in their service, and sometimes they can be struggling. Well, one of the greatest things you can do is reach out to them in love and as a friend, and find out how they're doing, you know, through a call or a text or just some way of reaching out to them. And just letting them know that, hey, you're thinking about them. And, you know, especially at the holidays, it can sometimes be hard for folks that have gone through this or that. And sometimes we don't know exactly what they've gone through. But that little phone call, the text, the reaching out can make just a world of difference. And so as we honor our vets, which we do here on this program, you know, at this time of year especially, sometimes just doing just that one little random act can really go a very, very long way. So just want to remind you, and in the best possible way, right, that again, you know, we're all behind our vets, because those who have gone and served in the military for us and literally just gone into harm's way, or they may bear other things in their own bodies as a result of injuries or combat or what have you, or just the load that they bore when they were in the military. You know, they make it possible for us to have programs like this, to have networks like this, to have shows like this, to be able to say what we think, to speak our minds, and to be free. And so the debt that we have for our vets is just immeasurable. So again, at this time of year, one of the least things we can do, obviously, right, is to reach out and make sure that they know that they're loved. And that's what I want to say about that as we head through Christmas week here. So once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. So riddle me this, Batman, when you try to raise the minimum wage, but yet you end up getting rid of about 700,000 jobs. It can be done, and no, we don't need the Riddler, we don't need the Joker, we don't need any of the, you know, the nemesis of Batman, right? We just need Bernie Sanders for that. So it's like, I don't know. Could Bernie Sanders make a good Batman villain? He probably could. And he'd be like, I told you 1,000 times, Batman, get out of my way. This is what I'm doing, you know. I don't know. I don't know if that's Bernie Sanders or Larry David. I'm not sure. But it's one of those two. Because I think if I would say, okay, now do Larry David, it would probably be exactly the same. But Bernie Sanders has proposed a minimum wage proposal that would cut the number of impoverished people by hundreds of thousands, but cause even more lost jobs.
can't make this up, folks. The plan which Sanders introduced, this is from Washington Examiner, by the way, the plan which Sanders introduced in May would hike the minimum wage over time, with the wage finally increasing to $17 by 2029, according to the CBO, a Congressional Budget Office. And they found that Sanders' plan would cause about 0.4% of the entire U.S. workforce to be cut. Okay? So they may help, again, reduce the number of poverty by 400,000, according to their estimates. But because employers would be forced to pay workers more, they would end up cutting some 700,000 jobs across the country. So, sounds, I don't know, that's worthy of a Batman villain, I'm pretty sure. Let's head over to the telephone lines, and you're on the program this morning. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's George in Tampa.
Hey, George in Tampa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Kyle?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for being there so we can vet.
Okay.
Yesterday, can I talk about illegal immigration?
Sure, yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I find it funny that as soon as the Democrats come in, millions of people just start pouring across the border, and they're wading them through. I don't know how they're not arrested. I mean, they are breaking our laws, and the Democrat Party is allowing it to happen.
You're right about that, and they sort of, you know, blissfully smile as the immigrants come across illegally, because they feel that, number one, it's destabilizing to the country, and number two, they will eventually vote either legally or illegally, who knows, but they'll keep them in power, and they know that this is their plan.
I don't know how people aren't mad. You know, I guess they're more into sports or whatever. Or maybe they don't want to talk about it. But millions of people, I mean, you see New York City wants to allow non-citizens to vote in their elections, like their municipal elections. They've already said that.
Right. That's exactly right. And the argument goes, well, they live here too, so, you know, they're going to have a say.
Do we have borders or not?
Right now, no.
A country has borders. I'm sorry, you know, all over the world. There's a website called Federation for Immigration Reform.org, and it talks about all the costs, the social costs, the cohesion of the country, things that it affects, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of these people are, you know, and my mother came here from Cuba in 61, okay? She was a Republican until she died. You see, the majority are economic immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand, but we can't take care of the world. You got people coming from not just south of the border. You got them coming from all over. So somehow they had money to make their way over here.
Right.
And then they're being put in hotel rooms, having apartments paid for. You know, I drive a truck for a living, and I see people all over, you know, in street corners, and I imagine them American citizens. But, yeah, let's bring another 8 million people
exactly.
that we have to take care of.
Exactly.
It's a joke. It enrages me. And people, you know, oh, do you want to talk? Oh, no, you know.
But I tell you what, we're gonna hit the break. Do you want to hold over the break and talk a little bit more on the other side?
I'll just listen.
Okay. Thanks, George. Take care. All right. Stay there, everybody. Come right.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open.
And there's Frank Sinatra. Of course, earlier in the program, we heard from Brian Setzer and his orchestra. And you're not riding in a one-horse sleigh. You're riding a 57 Chevrolet. And I like both versions, but I got to tell you, I think 57 Chevrolet might take it right there. All right, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Into the final segment of this Tuesday edition. We've made it. We're making it. We're going great. Got a lot of energy on the program this morning, and it really makes me very happy. And we've got a couple of callers lined up here already, so let's go right to the telephone lines, and let's talk with Backgammon Bob. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, on the border, Kyle.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting to over to critical point right now, because I know they got what's going to happen when they got 20,000 people a day coming across the border, you know? That's what's going to happen as South America as all these South American countries just empty out into the states.
Yeah, so I think it's not a tenable situation. Exactly. It can't sustain.
So, yeah. One thing the governor of Texas done, he made illegal entry.
Right. Yeah.
He made that a state. He made it a state crime, which means that they can be incarcerated or, I guess, put right back over the border. So that's what I think they got to do. It's just like remember Sheriff Arpaio down in Arizona.
In Arizona, right?
He had tents out in the middle of the place. That's what they got to do. Just incarcerate him as soon as they come over and put them back over. And also, the other thing they could do is distribute flyers on the other side of the border, stating that when you come over, you will be arrested. You will not be permitted to go on into the country. In other words, take away that incentive to come, and then they got to also constitute a bunch of state marshals. In other words, recruit, deputize a lot of people and make them state and basically constitute their own law enforcement. Huge law enforcement force to fight this and ignore the federal government. In other words, they've got to go just ignore the federal government because if the federal government says that's against the law, you have got to state the government is not living up to their constitutional duties and performing the function of the federal government. They've just got to take it in their own hands.
Well, then they have done, as you mentioned about Governor Abbott, they're right. If you're found to be an illegal immigrant, you could be arrested. They begin that process of sending you back to your country of origin, essentially. Then they also have those things across the Rio Grande River, and all that gets challenged, and then it works its way through the courts.
Well, they're ever taking them down. They need to start patrolling the wall, even the existing wall. They've cut spots through, you know, close them spots up, patrol them, and if they catch them coming through it, arrest them and detain them.
They've got to
really make a real enforcement thing out of this. If the Border Patrol appears them, say that that's against the law. And arrest the Border Patrol people.
Well, and of course, the idea what you're talking about is, you know, sort of spreading the word. And once the word gets around that if you're coming to the U.S. illegally, right, you're going to get arrested.
I think that's a key factor, because they know they just can't come walk in and just keep on going wherever they're going to go.
Right. But right now they know that they can. And that's exactly why we're seeing what we're seeing. Because if you or I wanted to sneak into, like, oh, I don't know, another country or something like that, we'd be deathly afraid, number one, to be found out. And if we got found out, there would be, like, serious consequences for that. You know, well, they wouldn't give you, like,
this is like analogous to our country as someone's house. If someone's house, if you decide, well, I'm going to just walk in your front door, go over to your refrigerator, sit down on the couch and start watching TV and expect you to feed me. That's about what it amounts to.
Right. And if we tried that going somewhere else, yeah, lots of luck on that one. Well, backgammon, and Bob, go ahead.
One other thing, too, on Iran and stuff, it's time that we start to get serious with Iran. These Houthi guys and stuff, we need to start going into these other countries and just taking them out.
You know, that may be in the offing sooner than later. It may have to be because the Houthis have disrupted all the shipping there in the Red Sea.
Yeah, you know, they're starting to go. So, do you remember the old song, Bomb, 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 Bomb?
No, right, exactly. Well, Backgammon and Bob, thanks for the call so much. We're going to head over to the other line, but we'll talk to you again real soon.
One last really quick thing.
Sure.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris. You know the old George songs? The old George Jones song, you talk too much, you worry. That should be your theme song.
Yeah.
All right.
Take care, Backgammon Bob. We'll talk again soon. All right, Backgammon Bob, everybody. And let's head over to line number two, because we've got James in Clearwater this morning as well. Good morning, James. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Kyle. You're talking about helping vets out.
Yes.
There is a universal number that you can refer them to or call them yourself. It's the 877-4-AID-VET. That's 424-3838. 877-4-AID-VET. And they can be a homeless coordinator, get on the line with them and get them off the street at least.
That is really good to know.
This whole minimum wage nonsense. Before they had these, was it even 7.15 minimum wage, what it was forever. Now you can go to McDonald's and somebody's not making a whole lot of money could get hamburger and fries and a drink for the kid for $2.50, and that's, you're lucky to buy the hamburger itself for that now. Looking $6-$8 for regular fast food meal. And helping the poor, it just doesn't happen. What it does help is the unions, because a lot of those are based on multiples of the minimum wage. And that's where you're going to get a lot of push from Sanders and everybody else. This, him saying that it's going to help out the poor little people is just total nonsense. It's not just a loss of jobs. It's that so inflationary, everybody gets priced out of everything, and then the poor get even poorer.
Well, indeed. And the last time I stopped into a McDonald's, there was hardly anybody in there. It's just kiosks, you know. And and then you see you tap in your order on a screen, and then somebody just kind of brings it out and leaves it there for you. At least that was my experience. And it used to be there was like all kinds of, there was like a bustling going on, but not anymore.
Yep.
Exactly right.
And Apple, well, McDonald's can get away with it because they have such standardized food product all across their lines.
Mm-hmm.
Your regular full-service restaurants, you're going to have that, which is why going out to eat, you know, it used to be, you know, two people sit down for $20, $30. Now it's about $30, $40, or $50.
No kidding. And that's casual dining. You know, you're not talking filet mignon or something like that. You know, you're talking club sandwiches. Yeah. Exactly
so,
right.
Anyway, just give you those two points there, and especially the 877-48 VET number. Just put that on your webpage or whatever and just pass it around, and you can help somebody out.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate it very much. It's 877, was it 424-3838? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
All right. Very cool. So everybody, 877-424-3838. And to call it to help out a vet, and they'll help you.
If you ever buy a VA office, they have these regular business cards that have that on there, and you can just pass them out to somebody you see on the street.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're all about that here on this show, and I appreciate you calling in and letting us know because this is so very, very helpful. James in Clearwater, thanks so much for the call, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Sure.
All right, take care. All right, James in Clearwater, everybody, appreciate the telephone call, and absolutely we want to help our vets out. That's exactly what we need to be doing, especially this time of year, so I appreciate that very much, 877-424-3838. And, folks, we're coming up here towards the end of the segment, and it's been a great show this Tuesday morning, and I hope that wherever you're going today, whatever you're doing today, that you are just going to have a great day ahead of you. And certainly, when we come back tomorrow morning, bright and early, we're going to have all the latest stuff. And because so much does happen in the time that that we're off the air, by the time we come back, but it's always exciting, it's always new, and it's always great to hear from our great listeners. This morning, of course, we heard from Scott in Southern Florida, we heard from Neil in Henderson, Nevada, we heard from Back Evan Bob, James in Clearwater, as we just heard right there, and we also heard from George in Tampa. And we appreciate it so very much. Don't forget, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website if you'd like to send me a direct message. So right now, folks, go out there, make it a great day, and we will see you tomorrow morning bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.